Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Tennis star Nick Kyrgios has left an ACT court with no conviction and no good behaviour bond. The 27-year-old earlier pleaded guilty to assaulting his former girlfriend, but the charge has been dismissed by the magistrate. The court heard Kyrgios push the woman in Canberra in 2021, causing her to fall to the ground after she stopped his Uber from leaving. A volunteer firefighter who admitted to lighting 9 fires in Perth's East has received a suspended jail term. The man started the fires over 3 weeks around Christmas of 2021, including one which destroyed a house. The judge has accepted the 19-year-old shouldn't be sent to prison due to his intellectual impairment. The Prime Minister, state and territory leaders have wrapped up their first National Cabinet meeting of 2023. Fixing the healthcare system was the key issue on the agenda and will be the priority for the first half of the year. Anthony Albanese says they'll focus on policies rather than allocating funds.
The starting point of our discussions isn't about dollars and shares of funding. It is how do we maximise the benefit to patients from every dollar that is spent in the health system.
The state government has unveiled stage two of our transition away from single-use plastics, with 9 more items to be phased out from the end of the month. It includes non-compostable takeaway coffee cups, cotton buds with plastic stems, and expanded polystyrene packaging. In sport, tomorrow night's Big Bash final between the Scorchers and the Heat is officially sold out, with the last remaining tickets snapped up this morning. The Brisbane side jetted into Perth today. Assistant coach Wade Seckham says they know what awaits them.
It's a fast, bouncy wicket. We've got to play the condition. There's going to be a lot of noise there, a lot of their local support. So, look, we're going to embrace the occasion.
And the Wildcats will be back at RAC Arena tonight, hosting the Taipans. It's an important game for the Perth side, which needs to win tonight's and Sunday's game against the Kings for a double chance at the playoffs.